the Mindful Rancher podcast. I'm your host, Christina Williams. This is a podcast where I combine the world of agriculture and the ideas of life coaching. So if you're looking to up-level your agriculture career or simply want to find a way to enjoy this beautiful industry more, then saddle up. Let's make this happen together. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 122. I am so glad you are joining me here today. I attended a dairy production webinar a few days ago, and it made me so excited about the industry and the future of it. And I think the reason it made me so thrilled was because it showed producers doing things different than they've always been done. And it was a discussion with three dairy farmers, three completely different locations, that had decided to allow each of their dairy cows to raise their own calves. And now, for those of you not in the dairy industry, usually calves are raised separately and they're not raised on the cow the way they are in the beef industry. And now, this is just the way the industry's done it for years. And there's some very logical reasons for why. So calves drink the milk. That's the product that the dairies are trying to sell. So not having a calf to take the milk, it makes sense that you wouldn't want a calf taking away your product, right? And I think there's just reasons as well regarding milk production and the quality when the calf is on the cow versus when the cow is just milking without a calf. But I'm not as up to date on those. But that being said, the industry really has some good reasons on why they have done it the way they've done it. They've had some very logical reasons on why that is, and it has become the industry norm to do it that way. And now what I loved about these farmers was that they were choosing a different way. And they had all tested things out. They were all trying and experimenting with different things, different ways of doing it. And they had all decided that something different was better for their operation than to do it according to the industry norm. And they each did it in a different way. They had different weaning times. They had different milking schedules. They had different methods for doing weaning, all that kind of stuff. It was all different. Each one of them was different. And they were each finding a way to be successful, even when doing things different than the industry norm. And they had all started out with an understanding that they were choosing something different than others in the industry were doing. And they were doing something that people told them could not be done and could not be done successfully. And yet, they didn't fall for the lie that you have to do it one way just because that's the way it's always been done. They looked at their own operation, they looked at their own value system, they looked at their own economics, and they started to figure things out. They tried something different against the industry norm, and it really looked like they were making it work, and that's what made me so excited. It was neat to see that they each have a different reason for doing what they did. One felt like it was honestly less work, like he didn't like to have to do the milking and the feeding. He decided to let the calves take care of themselves, like they did their own milking. And one felt that it was better from like an animal welfare perspective. And that was his driving reason for doing things that way. And the other was just following his wife's lead. She felt that that's how cattle should be managed. And therefore, that's how they were managing their farm. And I thought that was so impressive that it wasn't all coming from the same reason. We all will have different reasons for why we want to do things the way that we do. But I really think so often when we run into that issue of where people tell us we're doing things because this is how it's always been done, it's a red flag. It is time to take a look at that if that's actually how we want to do them. I think sometimes we forget that there are some industry standards that go against our own value systems. And if we never take the time to question why we are doing things and why we do them in exactly that way, then we're not honoring ourselves. And we may even be harming our industry in the long run. We actually aren't making decisions about what we're doing. We're just doing what everyone suggests we have to do or what we were taught to do from a very young age. Even back to like, that's the way grandpa did it. And so that is the way we will do it forevermore. Unquestioned. But this is exactly why I love meshing life coaching up against agriculture, because it's a method to question all of the unquestionable things. We have some very strong opinions. We have some very strong recommendations and some very strong values about how things are done and why they are done that way. And some of which are based on some pretty strong evidence. Some have some pretty big impacts on our animal welfare. Some have pretty big impacts on producers later on in the production cycle. Some are based on a world that no longer exists. And yet we still do them in that certain way because that's how they've always been done. So I think some of them don't work anymore or don't need to be done the way they once were done. And this is our opportunity to question them and change them. And I was so impressed with these farmers that that's exactly what they were doing. And so I want you to take a look at your world right now. What are the things that you just do because that's how they've always been done? And is that way still working effectively for you? Do you see anyone else that is doing things differently? Are you curious about what their reason is for wanting to do things differently? Are there things that you want to do differently, but you aren't because that would be going against industry standard? Do you like the way things are being done? How do you feel when you do them the way that they have always been done? I'm not sure doing things for the reason that they have just always been done that way is a very viable reason anymore. And it's time to question things. It's time to improve our industry so that we are not doing things just the way they've always been done. We're doing things in the best way for the people that are working in it. We're doing things for the best way for our animals, the best way for our families, the best way for our coworkers. What is the best way to actually do something? And that may be the way it's always been done, but it also may not be the way that it has always been done. And so questioning our methods prevents us from being stuck in the past. And I think sometimes it's so easy because we have such strong family connections in this industry that we forget that sometimes valuing one thing is causing us to not even question all of the things that are connected back to that. And by questioning them, it allows us to start to create these work environments that we really want to be working in. It allows us to make the change where change is needed. And I think we would all agree that change is needed in a lot of places. And doing things just because that's why somebody told us it had to be done that way. Okay, maybe. But maybe we could suggest a better way. And not just complain about how the other person said it should be done, but genuinely provide another solution. These farmers were so inspiring in how they were testing things and how they would explain these stories of like, hey, like I thought I was going to do my weaning just like this and this is how it was going to happen. And that didn't work out at all. But then I noticed, I observed my cattle doing this and then I got another better idea and I adjusted and I tried it again. And I tried something different. And I finally have figured out a system that works really, really well on my farm. So watch for the things that you don't even want to question. Watch for the things that people around you don't even want to question. And really, really listen for the reason. And if the reason that they're giving is just because that's how it's always been done, it's a pretty efficient reason. We understand why we go back to industry standards because we're like, well, decision is made. I don't have to put a lot of effort into this. But it doesn't mean it's the very best way. And that's what I want to encourage you to open up your mind to. We want to question the things that we're doing. We want to be open to different ways of being. And it's okay for us to challenge the status quo. And if it's always been done that way, that's fine for the past. But it doesn't mean our futures have to be done in exactly the same way that the past has been. And maybe it's just time for a little bit more change. It'll be fun. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening, my friends. If you enjoy this episode, please leave me a rating and review wherever you get podcasts. And stay tuned for more weekly episodes and coaching offers and opportunities.